for calling customer support. My name is Alyssa. How may I help you?
Yeah, Alyssa. My name is Russell Waldorf. And I made a big mistake, I guess. I let y'all sell me that little old wristband. And then you come back and hit my credit card for $59.95, which I wasn't aware of. And I don't need all that. I paid you $5 and something for that wristband.
Okay, sir. Well, can I get your zip code?
I couldn't hear you.
Can I get your zip code, sir?
33812.
33812, is that correct? 33812,
right.
Okay, can you give me your first name and last name, sir?
My first name is Russell, R-U-S-S-E-L-L.
R-U-S-S-E-L-L.
And the last name is Waldorf, W-A-L-D-O-R-F-F. That's D as in David.
Do you have a wife that name is Joyce?
Joyce, wife. My wife's name is Joyce.
It's underneath her name. Can you confirm the mailing address, sir?
Can I click on what now?
It's on her name. That's why I was asking, do you have a wife named Joyce?
Joyce, her first name is Waldorf.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Can you confirm the mailing address, sir?
3130 Clubhouse Road, Lakeland, Florida, 33812.
Okay. I see that you bought the Icon smartwatch, and it was on May the 6th.
That's and right.
I see that you was charged for the $5.95 for the shipping and handling.
Yeah.
And then since you started your 14-day trial on May the 6th and you did not cancel during that 14-day trial, that's why you was charged for that full amount of price of that $59.95 of that item. But I see that we was trying to charge you on May the 24th and it was declined by the bank. So then we charged you on the May 25th, and that's why you was charged a $59.95 because you did not cancel on the 14-day of trial. What I can do is offer you 35% of your refund, sir.
Give me 35% of my refund?
Yes, sir, for May the 25th of that $59.95.
How much would that be, 35%?
Hold on, sir. Let me calculate this for you, sir. It'll be $20 and it'll be
$21. $21 out of $59.95. Okay. I have stopped payment on that through my credit card.
Yes, sir. I see that on May the 24th.
On May the 24th.
That's when you your bank declined that?
I stopped payment on it. I declined it, and I told them not to charge it again, and they did. And so they have took it back off of my account. So I don't know what's going to happen.
Okay. So you want the $21 into your account?
I want the full refund.
I can offer you.
I don't even know what it was.
I can offer you the 50% discount.
Well.
Yes, sir.
I mean,
50% of your refund, sir. I meant to say.
50%. That would be $30.
Yes, sir.
What is this all about? I mean, what is it that I purchased there that I don't even know what it is? You said groceries on my credit card.
Icon watch, sir. Is the Icon watch?
It said the $59.95 said it was groceries. It's my mistake. I should have never logged in on that. I mean, this is crooked. This is absolutely a crooked deal. You're scamming people is what you're doing.
Oh, ma'am.
You scammed me is what you did. You scammed me out of some money. And that ain't nothing but being a crook.
Oh, wait, sir. This is the smartwatch. This is your wife account. I'm sorry, sir. Hold on. You talking about the meal plan?
I can't understand
for, you. You talking about the meal plan for the free iPhone or free vacuum, sir?
Free icon.
What you talking about, sir? This is for the smart icon smartwatch.
That icon stopwatch, I paid $5 and something for it. That's what it said it cost.
Yes, sir.
I paid that. Plus shipping. And then you turned around and charged me $59.95 for some kind of a magazine or I don't know what it was.
Yes, sir.
So, I mean, take the $59.95 off of my account.
Okay, I can offer you 50% of your refund, sir.
No, I'm going to report you. If you don't take my $59.95 off, I'm going to report you as a scam.
Sir, we guarantee we're not a scam. It says on the website the terms and conditions
what did
of...
You give me? What did you give me for $59.95 or for half of my refund?
Icon smartwatch, sir. And the website will tell you the terms and conditions. If you don't cancel it on the 14-day of trial, sir, you will charge for that full amount of price of that item that you purchased for shipping and handling, sir. That's what happened. And I'm offering you 50% of your refund back, sir.
Well, I think I can get it all back if I let... Capital One handle it. I've got a complaint in. I got a complaint in there against y'all at Capital One.
No, sir. This is not no scam. I guarantee you that. It's on the website. If you purchase it on the website, it tells you on the website the terms and conditions, what they're going to do if you don't cancel on the 14-day of trial, sir.
Can you give me a little bit more on the refund?
Well, I can't offer you instead offer you a free earbuds.
Free earbuds?
Yes, sir.
I know I couldn't use that thing. My wife, I thought she could use it, but she can't use it. It hooks up to her iPhone and all that. And we didn't have the earbud. We didn't have it. It was deceptive as to what it said it would do, and she. She can't hook it up. I'm 88 years old and she's 85, and there ain't no way we can hook all that up.
Well, I can offer you a refund and free earbuds, sir.
Yeah, but I don't need an earbud, I don't think.
Well, I just gonna offer you just your refund, sir. So hold on one moment while I give you your full refund, okay, sir?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, I just notated that I am going to give you your full amount of refund. So can you hold one moment while I do this, sir?
I'll hold.
Okay, I did that. Wait till 3 to 5 business days for that, sir. And I'm going to cancel your account.
Okay,
make sure you have the... You're welcome, sir. Make sure you have a pen and pencil ready for your calculation on cancellation number, sir.
Okay, I got it.
All right, sir. Your cancellation number is C as in cat, 732, B as in bear, E as in elephant, 4, B as in bear, 370.
Okay, I got it exactly.
All right, sir. Thank you for the call.
732BE40370. B370. Okay, got it.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Alyssa. You have a wonderful day, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You're good. Thank you.